Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Our Chicago take today on a number of things facing the Congress, including Congressman Quigley's vote not for a continuing resolution, is sponsored by the Hagerty Auto Group at HagertyAutoGroup.com. Congressman Mike Quigley is the Democrat from Illinois' 5th. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be here. Good morning.
You called that vote yesterday a victory for Putin, or over the weekend, and Putin sympathizers. Excuse me. Why did you say that?
It may have been our last best chance to fund without a gap the Ukrainian conflict. It's getting scary at this time. I think later today you may see the Speaker of the House ousted by his own party. He has already said he has other priorities other than Ukraine first. And it's always easy to bet against Congress getting something done. And, you know, I can count. I could see that this was going to pass. But in the meantime, we had a cloture vote in the Senate going on that would have funded Ukraine at the same time. And we had the votes to pass it in the House with the Ukraine money there. So we let ourselves get rolled for no good reason. I always vote to fund the government. But this was an unforced error, and it could have dramatic repercussions as time goes on.
Yeah, I understand your point, and you're right. You can read the room. You knew how that was going to go. But you think in a game of chicken, the Democrats blinked. They could have left it in there, and the Republicans would have passed that resolution anyway.
Well, that's right. I mean, here's how I prove that point. Thursday night, there was an up-down vote in the House just funding Ukraine. Every Democrat voted for it. 101 Republicans did. That would have been the vote on a continuing resolution with Ukraine in there. It would have passed overwhelmingly as well. And a footnote, you're a student of history. By the way, that vote Thursday night to fund the Ukraine conflict lost in the Republican caucus. The legacy of Ronald Reagan, right? The Reagan Doctrine, which is the exact words are, we will forever tirelessly support our allies in their fight against Russian aggression. That was the quintessential vote on the Reagan Doctrine in this time in Congress, and they voted against it.
Yeah, well,
so that's why I voted no. It was our best chance against a Republican Party which has lost its way, lost its mind, and today will be exhibit one of that.
Yeah, they aren't Reagan Republicans there anymore, at least the faction that's pushing the button. And so how does that go today? Would you personally, Congressman Quigley, vote for Kevin McCarthy to retain his speakership?
Here's the problem with Kevin McCarthy. I was in the room on January 6th. The next day, the speaker blamed President Trump, and then he changed his mind. Frustrating. In June, the speaker worked with us on a bipartisan, bicameral deal to raise the debt ceiling and fund the government. We wouldn't be in this mess if we had gone through with that. The next week, he reneged and said he never made that deal and he never made that promise. And now we're in chaos again. So, look, this is the Republican Civil War. It's hard for us to pick sides with a guy who has lied to us over and over again.
Well, you're going to have to vote on that, though. So if not McCarthy, then who? Is there a Republican you would rather do business with?
There are Republicans I can do business with. Obviously, if you're asking me, I want to vote for the guy from New York for speaker.
Sure, I understand that.
But there's, look, I work with Republicans to get things done. It's hard to say who's next, but as a friend of mine said, if the best thing that can be said about the speaker is there could be people who are a lot worse, then we've all got a problem.
So you don't know how you're, well, today, if it comes, it's going to come up for vote, and that's why we're going to cut this conversation short in 2 minutes here. You're going to vote for Jeffries then and let the Republicans sort it out.
That's right, and because that's just the way the numbers work, and McCarthy has given us no choice, unfortunately. In the end, we're going to sort through this and try to do what puts us in the best position to govern.
Well, in the name of an adult in the room, if the Republicans can't figure it out and they do need help from some Democrats, I hope some of you would be able to keep the Congress functional, even if it is with a representative on the other side that you don't especially like. I'll let you cast your vote and figure all of that out. Better you.
We're trying.
Better you than me. But I do need to get you on our show today to just talk a little bit briefly, 90 seconds worth, about how can the federal government help out Chicago and the state of Illinois with these migrants that are coming in? Can we get more funding? Can something be done to expedite their ability to work or live here?
Yes and yes. And that's an absolute priority that we're working on every day with the administration. There's no excuse for not giving Chicago and cities like New York the resources they need to handle this issue. Number two, you're right, and the president has okayed the work permit for process for Venezuelans, which is the majority coming in, and that's the right thing to do, but they need to expedite it. Every migrant I have ever met wants to work, and we have whole sectors of our economy desperately in need of additional workers.
And that's for some migrants, not all of them, and not for those who came here after August 1st, which is weird because some of them came here with the expectation they'd be treated like the others, and there is this dividing line. Can we do something broader or more permanent about this?
Yes, and we have to. And we also need to address, again, a subject for a much longer discussion, the crisis that is existing in these home countries. The migrants are coming for a reason. It's very hard to blame them for leaving the danger and the chaos from which they are leaving. We need to diplomatically do whatever we can to address that as well.
I said I could. Your staff said we can have you till 10:50. It's 10:50:05. Can you just tell me how much money or when Chicago will get it?
We're working on it. It's not nearly. It's 5 to 10% of what it should be. We're also working on appropriation bills to do just that, to have that available for the president to go forward. Chicago deserves what it's spending on this. And look, this is just one thing that we're in the pipeline on. The convention is coming next August. There is not nearly enough money in the budget for the appropriate security for Chicago and the Democrats and Milwaukee and the Republicans. We need to get both done.
Congressman, thanks for your time. You've got a busy day today. We'll be watching.
Very good. Thank you.
Congressman Quigley from Illinois' Democrat-controlled 5th Congressional District. That's Mike Quigley.